So, do we say it's halal or haram? We cannot. It is haram for you to go and look around just for the pleasure of looking, and because again it violates the rule of غض البصر, which is lowering one's gaze. Also, it's not allowed for people to go and just sit like this, and you know, in casual social gatherings, mixed completely, and so on, unless there is, of course, a legitimate reason for that, and a mahram is there, and so on. But if we violate that, then we're going to be held accountable for it. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi brings the proof for that from many hadith, and one of those hadith is hadith Barira and Mughith. And we will explain it, inshallah ta'ala, later. Let's see some of the evidence for that in the Quran and Sunnah. In Sunan ibn Majah, Al-Hakim, Al-Bayhaqi, Al-Tabarani, in Hadith ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that a man came to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am a guardian of a female orphan, yatima. And two people, they came proposing for her, for marriage. One is a wealthy person, a rich man, and the other one is a poor guy. And he said, we, means the guardian, he says, we have inclination toward the rich person, because she was an orphan. But she has that inclination towards the poor guy. And so the Prophet ﷺ gave the answer. And he said, لَمْ يُرَى لِلْمُتَحَبِّينَ غَيْرُ النِّكَاحِ. It means that we do not see anything better for the lovers than marriage. What does that mean? To choose which one? The poor. Financially, it's better probably for her to marry the rich one, because she might now live a luxurious life. She would just basically leave that poverty and that life that she has gone through and so on. But since she had that inclination toward that person, even though he was poor, it's better for her to marry him. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala, he said, the Prophet ﷺ sent me in a military expedition as the leader, means the commander of that group. And who was there in that army? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Imagine, the Prophet just, you know, he assigns Amr ibn al-As, when he just became Muslim, to become a commander of a group that has the best people of the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr and Umar. So Amr ibn al-As, he thought something so special was about him that the Prophet ﷺ chosen for it. So he asked the Prophet ﷺ in front of everybody, and the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. It's authentic hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. He said, Ya Rasulullah, man ahabbu an-nasi ilayk? Who is the most beloved to you? In front of everybody. And he was assuming to be Amr ibn al-As. I mean, if he preferred him over Abu Bakr and Umar, then definitely that's because he loves him. So the Prophet ﷺ gave the answer, and the Prophet ﷺ is as-sadiqul masduq, the trustworthy and the truthful, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was asked a simple question like this. Who is the most beloved to you? I mean, for me and you, if somebody asks you the question, what do you assume the answer should be? He would assume that, you know, for Amr ibn al-As, he, in his mind, he was talking about men. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was truthful. I mean, he asked him about the most beloved person to him. What did he say? Immediately, he said, Aisha. Right away, Amr ibn al-As himself was not expecting the answer. He said, no, I mean from men. So he said, Abuha, her father. So the Prophet ﷺ did not hide his love to Aisha in the public. When he was asked in front of people, he didn't say, I'll answer you later. Or you know what, just come, Aisha. Immediately he said, Aisha. And he didn't say, Abdullah. He just said, Aisha, right away. And that surprised even Amr ibn al-As. He said, no, I mean men. What was the answer for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What did he say? He didn't say Abu Bakr. He said, her father. Still relating the father to her. Say that, you know, because she's my beloved, that's her father. So he loved, of course, her father, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Then another narration of the hadith that he tried to ask more and said, who's next, who's next? And then at the end he stopped, because his name didn't show up. Aisha also narrates in the hadith, and the hadith in Sahih Muslim and the Nasa'i, that the Prophet ﷺ one time was with his wife, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Fatima comes in. Fatima, his daughter.